The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
The angel Gabriel was sent from God to a town of Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man named Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And coming to her, he said, "Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at what was said, and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. Then the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. Behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give him the throne of David his father, and he will rule over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." But Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I have no relations with a man?" And the angel said to her in reply, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age, and this is the sixth month for her who was called barren, for nothing will be impossible for God." Mary said, "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. May it be done to me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her. The Gospel of the Lord. Celebrate the Annunciation of the Lord, and the event is recounted for us in the scriptures here. We, from this passage, can glean what exactly it is to be Christian, what exactly it is to be a Christ bearer, what it means to us to receive the word of the Lord, just as Mary received the word made flesh in her womb. We can see what is Mary's posture of heart. It's docility, obedience to the command of God, willingness to surrender herself to God's plan. My friends, that's it. It's truly as simple as that. When God comes to us, and he comes to us each and every day, each and every moment of every day, it's ours to respond likewise in humility and obedience, to experience the great gift that is God come to life in us, and to be led by him wherever it is he so chooses. We see in the next scene, right, and we can think of our mysteries of the rosary here if we'd like, what comes right after the Annunciation, the Visitation. And this is then precisely what we should expect as Jesus pours his very self into our hearts and lives, as he gives us his very self in sacrament here, day on day. We should expect to see in our lives this force pushes us outside of ourselves to serve God, all things directed toward God and his glory, and then to lay down our lives for the tasks that he gives us. Mary, we see here that Jesus is the rightful King of the Jews, and so Lord of all nations and of every human heart. It means that every other power and principality must be dethroned in our hearts, and we have to live for Jesus. He is our rightful king. So I step off of that throne, and I want and I allow Jesus to step onto that throne. I'm off, and he's on. Right? I don't pursue any number of vain pursuits. I don't put my own power, my own pleasure, my own popularity on that throne. I allow Jesus to be on that throne. Then I pursue everything for him, and as his handmaid, give my entire life over to him, that he may be glorified, just like Mary, by life fully alive. Live totally for God and for the good of those he calls us to.